the show all of Perth is talking about.
You again?
Hey!
Hi.
Pete and Kimber for breakfast.
Pete and Kimber, love it. Kimber's just strong, independent woman, kind of get down to the point.
Pete's just a big kid, really. Likes to have a laugh.
Not afraid to embarrass himself.
The Big Chats.
Hey Perth, it's Ed Sheeran on Mix 94.5.
This is Taylor Swift on Mix 94.5.
This is Jack Black with Pete and Kimber.
Pete, you are complete.
The Big Fun.
I want you to give me your licking ice cream sound.
What? Oh, yeah.
Go, Reese, take it away.
So good.
The Big Moments.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, that's definitely a harness.
The Big Cash Giveaways.
You've just won $10,000, Shane.
WTF moments.
When did a poo sneak up on you?
Oh, I've had a few of fun.
It's Pete.
Who's a good Perth? Who's a good Perth? You are.
And Kimber.
God, I had some good pecorino yesterday. Honestly, it was so good.
On Perth's Mix 94.5. On air. Now.
5:34. Good morning, Perth. Morning, Kimber.
Good morning.
How are you, boo?
Good, thanks.
Just over there changing the world while I...
We're just having a laugh about how that little promo there where people talk about us, it sounds like they're like, you know, Kimber's really like gets to the point. She's a real strong woman, independent, you know, like Kimber's in it. It sounds like they're going, Kimber's out there changing the world and Pete's in the corner wiping his butt with a cracker. Like, I can't. I just make out like you're some sort of idiot.
I mean.
And you're not.
How accurate is it, guys?
Quite accurate. Get out of that corner, Pete. Get out of the corner.
Morning, everyone.
Got the sayos this morning.
Mate, for a long time during COVID, I thought, I mean, we were getting to the point we're going to have to start using crumpets or something.
I know.
Whatever works.
You're about to see a clear example of what that promo means in just a moment. Actually,
really?
To be honest with you, yeah, right here. Hey, Alpha Bucks back this morning for $10,000, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. A special guest from Carrie and Tommy, our mates Carrie and Tommy Little's jumping on the show this morning.
Yeah, great, because he's got his comedy show in Perth, and so yeah, we're going to hang out.
Yesterday, we do this every day. Producer Rami comes in here, plays a game with us called Yay or Nay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's where he gives us a topic and then you get 3 seconds to think about whether you are yay for that topic or nay for that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he brought us this one.
Dating co-workers.
3, 2, 1.
Yay?
It's fine.
Would you? I never have, though. Have you dated? Oh, I mean, I've hooked up with a co-worker, but never, like, dated them.
Would you and Pete, if you guys were single?
Like, I don't think we'd work out.
No.
Why?
I don't know. We're too... Buddy, aren't we? Yeah. Have you not let that go? Even though you're married, happily married, with three kids.
Oh, well, married. I've been thinking.
Morning, Liz.
I've been thinking about it for the last 24 hours, and I'm going to change that for you this morning.
Warning: the following content is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh yeah, this is Pete and Kimber's. Dirty 5:30. Oh, baby.
Every now and again.
It's been a while since you have given us a dirty 5:30 story.
That's good, isn't it? This isn't so much a story as it's just my, I'm going to change your mind with some of my favourite pickup lines.
Oh, amazing.
Okay. Good. Well, we'll see if you think amazing.
I don't know if pickup lines, I'm traditionally someone who just prefers a, hi, I'm... Insert name here.
Oh, you can leave the studio then if you like. Because they certainly aren't these.
Mainly because if they're a bad pickup line, I feel like I have to laugh along or, you know, their ego.
These are great.
Oh, good. Right? Okay, I'm ready.
But call me Lassie because you may have to pat me ego.
Am I drinking from a straw? Am I at the bar?
Yeah,
you're
at the bar.
Okay.
And I'll just...
I was trying to be sexy. You know when they look over to you and you look over to, like, make eye contact and then I'm trying to, like, grab my straw but I can't find it?
Yep. Got ya.
I'm with ya.
I hope that makes the socials a little bit later on. Hi there. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you going? Have you been stung by a jellyfish?
No.
Because I can see myself peeing on you.
Wow. Wow.
Let's just get straight. Let's just get straight to the point, right?
Okay.
Are you spaghetti? Because I'd like you to meet my balls.
Oh my God! This person's been kicked out of the bar, Pete. This is how, you know, I never thought I'd be someone to throw a drink, but this is how it's going to happen.
Okay. Call me Cake.
Hey, Cake.
Because I'll go straight to that ass.
Wow. Jeez. Where did you get these?
They're heavy, aren't they? They're probably...
Where did you get these? No one's using them, right?
No one's using... I don't know. They're out there, aren't they?
Someone used a really hot line on me once.
What was it?
Well, I realised I was being hit by something from above, from a club that used to be called Frostbites in Murray Street. And they were upstairs.
Yeah.
Over the mezzanine level.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite know what was going on, but after some time, this guy just came up to me and went, "Oh, I've been throwing ice at you for half an hour to try and get your attention."
We're men and we're dumb.
And he had a crap throw.
We're so dumb.